This is Joy Radio Original Podcast.
5 oceans, 7 continents, and so many countries. In this geography podcast, we explore the world with our little explorers. Talk about the countries, their flags, and lots more.
The internet that we are using, me for getting this podcast to you, and you for doing online classes, this country is the world leader in internet connectivity. I'm talking about South Korea, officially known as Republic of Korea. South Korea's capital is Seoul. The language spoken is Korean, and the people of this country are known as South Koreans. South Korea lies on the southern part of Korean Peninsula and shares its land borders with only one country, that is North Korea. Though it shares its maritime borders with Japan, China, and Russia. A very unique thing about South Korea is that when children are born here, they are immediately considered to be 1 year old, and the moment next year happens, even if they're born in December, in the January of next year, they will be considered as 2 years old. Yes. South Korea is very famous for its pop culture, known as K-pop and television dramas, which have brought the Korean wave around the world. Its national game is Taekwondo, which was developed here about 2000 years ago. And when we talk about the flag of Korea, it's known as Daeguki and has three parts: a white rectangular background on which there is a red and blue Daeguk right in the center, and there are four black trigrams on each side of the corner, which represent four classical elements like east, south, north, west, or spring, autumn, winter, summer, or father, daughter, son, mother. That's the meaning of these trigrams. So that is the unique flag of South Korea for us. To know about other countries, their flags, and interesting things about them, listen to other episodes of this podcast, which is The Little Explorers. And don't forget to tune to Times Radio, India's first kids podcast network.